It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Just to let you know, by the way, because a lot of you have been on, asking us, when are we giving away more Opinions Matter travel mugs? Well, we will be starting next Monday. Okay, starting next week, we will be giving away more Opinions Matter travel mugs. Couldn't do it this week because Jeremy just couldn't be left and trusted with the podcast. So there you go. We will start giving them away next week. So what do we want to get talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I want you to have a listen to a message that came in to us late last night. And here's what it says. My son is in senior infants in, and she actually names the school, a national school in the Finglas area. And yesterday, he came home for the third time in a month, upset because a little boy in his class punched him. I spoke to other parents in the same class who have had the same issues with this child. I went to the school this morning and told the school that that myself and other parents aren't happy that our kids are being hurt by this child. And I was basically told that the child has autism and there is nothing they can do other than to try and be on top of him as much as they can. When kids are a risk or a threat to other kids, surely they should be kept out of a busy classroom, in my humble opinion. My concern is my child. When I asked if they had any plans to remove the child from the classroom, they said no. Surely we as parents shouldn't have to put up with sending our kids into school to be hurt just because someone has autism. If a child is a threat, they need to be taken away from where they can hurt other kids. Does anyone else agree? And that's from a lady who doesn't want to be named. I'm sure you can understand why she doesn't want to be named, because she'll be absolutely reefed out of it by
the parents. I think most people would agree with her. I think most people would agree. I wouldn't be sending my kid in to be used like a punch bag. No way. Like, you know, someone else's, if a child has autism or whatever, that's not, you know, that's not actually my problem. My concern is my kid.
Yeah,
I'd be telling my kid to hit him back, or I would also be requesting that something be done if it was becoming a regular thing.
Can I just let it be clear? This child has autism.
He's in mainstream school.
No,
he's participating with the rest of class. And
this child has autism. This child is on the spectrum, and sometimes the behavioural issues of a child with autism, as well, you know, Katie, is somewhat unpredictable. And yeah, your child shouldn't be going to school to be hit or whatever, but a bit of give and take, like a bit of understanding.
Oh, but understanding, first time understanding, fair enough. Second time, third time, no. I would be telling my kids, go back in and hit back. Hey, you know, an autistic child, they're, you know, depending on how severe the autism is or how, you know, far on the spectrum they are. I assume if this child is in a mainstream classroom with other kids, they're somewhat, you know, they're able to participate in a normal classroom environment. So for me, it's as simple as go back in and hit them a smack and they won't do it again. Lauren says, seriously, Katie, it's the school's fault, not the child's.
Well, I would argue that Lauren is probably right.
Again, the school isn't dealing with this. I don't know how severe this child's autism is.
If it only happened once, you'd say fair enough.
I know a child who is autistic. Now, my kids aren't, but I know a child who is. And this child would be mild on the spectrum, mild. And if he was to go around smacking other kids, he'd know well. He would know well what he's doing. He would 100% know what he's doing. And he would understand what a smack back meant. He'd understand not to do it again. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't send your kids in. And I'm sorry, I don't give a shite who says anything here about, oh, but it's autism and everything else. You know, whatever. That's not my problem when it's my child being hurt.
But I'm trying to say to you that a little bit of understanding, a little bit of give and take would go a long way. And I would agree with that message. This is the school's fault. This has been highlighted to the school, and the school has basically said, nothing really to see here, the child has autism. That's what the school said. Now,
but that doesn't mean so well. Every other child has a punch bag in the
interim. I'm saying to this mother, have a bit more understanding. Is the child had his leg broken? Was he bitten? No, he wasn't.
Punched?
Shoved.
But for the third, what does it say for how many times? What did she say?
Because the little boy in his class punched him. I've spoke to other parents in the same class who have the same issues with this child. I went to the school this morning and told the school that myself and other parents aren't happy that our kids are being hurt by this child. And but the bit where I don't like is I want this child taken out of the class.
But
I want
if
rid
the
of
child
him.
Becomes a threat to other kids, surely something has to be done.
A threat. He hasn't taken out a double-barreled shotgun.
But he's hurting all the kids in the classroom.
I don't know if he's hurting all the kids in the classroom.
It's saying that other kids, parents are having the same issues.
I've spoken to other parents in the same class with the same issues, yes.
But if the child wasn't autistic...
Would it be acceptable behaviour?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
But I'm sorry, autism isn't a golden ticket to let other people's children be subjected to abuse. I'm sorry, no way. No. I wouldn't... Look, I feel for any parent of a child with additional needs, and I don't know what it's like to be that parent, so I'm not even going to try and claim I know how it feels, because I don't. And I can't imagine how difficult it must be, particularly when children are on the more severe end of the scale. But
so you're basically saying that regardless of any issues that the child has, there's no excuse for punching your child three
every
times.
Every kid deserves to go to school and feel safe. Even if it's just a punch, as you put it, not a bite, or it's just a shove and it's not a bite, it doesn't matter. No child should be sent into school to be another child's punchbag. Because what? Because he or she has autism. I'm sorry, no, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. And it's just making excuses. So if the child, and I know autistic children can lash out and they have trouble regulating and everything else, like, I understand that. But then it's down to the school to ensure that something changes. And if that means taking the child out of the class to protect the other kids, then that's what needs to be done.
So gone are the days of integrating kids in mainstream schools, which is to their benefit.
How can you integrate if you can't integrate safely?
Our number is 085 825 2626. We would love to get you involved in this conversation. Do you think Katie is right? If a child is hitting out in this way, the child should be taken out of mainstream class? 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's kick off with Bill.
Hi, lads. Good topic that today. I think you've done something similar to this before, but my opinion on that one is, for as long as the little her son allows this other little bully to do that, he's not going to stop. And I grew up on the thoughts that you might get the first punch, but make sure you get the last. If that young lad hits him back, he might do it again. And if he hits him back, then he won't do it again because he knows he'll get hit back. It's as simple as that. You know what I mean? None of this, oh, learn, tell a teacher bollocks. No. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. Hit back. Simple as that.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
I just want to go back to Bill's message there a moment ago. And Bill was basically saying, hit back. Encourage your child to hit back against an autistic child. I want that to reverberate with you, Bill, and listen to what you just said. Hit back an autistic child, a child who is on the spectrum.
Children are very, very mild. That's so much that the diagnosis is even they're unsure of whether it's actually autism or not. There's children who are literally just borderline. So in a situation like that, what do you do?
Bill just said, hit back. So we're encouraging
kids
to hit back against an autistic child.
Listen, if the child is obviously very obvious issues, that's different. But if the situation is that the kid has an understanding of what they're doing, I don't think it can be used as an excuse for other kids being hurt, is what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? I obviously want any child with autism or any child with additional needs to get the support they need. And it's only fair that they do. And, you know, the system is so wrong that there are so many children that are going into school every day without the support they need, and parents are having to fight tooth and nail to get basic supports that they shouldn't have to fight for. But at the same time, my child is my concern.
Sabrina, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sabrina?
How are you?
Now, Sabrina, what did you want to say on this?
My little one is 3 and she has autism. Now, I'm a firm believer in treating her the very same as my other kids. I have 4 kids altogether, so I have an 11-year-old, 4-year-old, Kyla with the autism is 3, and a 1-year-old. I would treat her the very same as all my other kids. Now, I would blame the school and the other parents for that child lashing out, because they know the triggers of the child with autism. There might be certain things that other child could be tipping him or knocking his books off the desk or doing something to trigger it. Do you get me? So I don't think she's seen the full story, because normally...
Wait, what bit of the story do you think is missing? I mean, the story is this child has hit her child 3 times in the last month. So what bit do you think she's leaving out?
But I think something could have led it to that, you know, like... There's certain things that trigger my little daughter, like certain things she doesn't like on the telly, you know, or if I go into a shop, she doesn't like shops. She doesn't like to stay still. She likes to move. So, like, I blame the school as well. Like, they might have proper movement breaks out of the room that they're meant to have. They're meant to have, like, at least 2, or then go out if they see them kind of starting a meltdown, to bring them away and take them out of that situation. So, obviously, the child's not being watched properly in the school, you know. But I do see... the other side where kids...
I mean, and there is that balancing act, because what we have tried to do in the Irish education system is to integrate kids who do have additional needs, but additional needs that makes them appropriate to be educated in mainstream schools. And that's great. And it's great for the other kids. It's great for everybody when it works. But obviously the argument here is that maybe in this case, it isn't working for this child.
Yeah, I get that as well. And that child obviously should not be hitting out. I wouldn't condone my child hitting out, and she's autistic. There's no way, like, I would correct
her. When you hear one of the other parents in the class saying, if a child is a threat, they need to be taken away from mainstream school where they can hurt other kids. What do you say to that?
I don't think that's fair, because I think every child deserves a right to education. And
they can still be educated separate from the rest of the kids.
Yeah, nobody is saying take them out of the school altogether or take them out of education, but educate them separately.
No, I don't agree with that.
But if they're a threat to the other kids, if my son came home today and, if it wasn't once off, I'd be like, right, it's all right. You know, we're just going to let it go for today. If it became a thing, I would go bananas. I'd go spare. And I don't care about what issues the other child has. I don't care if the child is way down the other end of the spectrum. That's not saying I don't care about the child, but I'm saying I don't care about how on the spectrum the child is because it doesn't matter to me. My child's being hurt.
Yeah, it's not right, but what the school should be doing there is taking him out for a while and gradually putting him back in to see if he is actually suitable for there. Because some kids aren't suitable for mainstream. Some aren't, but some of them are triggered very easily. And the SNAs and the parents and the teachers should know what their triggers are. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so you're blaming the school here for not knowing the child's triggers and not keeping an eye to make sure that he's not lashing out.
I blame all, but like the parents and everything, like they should know their triggers. I know my child, and I know when my child, if something sets her off. But sometimes kids with special needs are targeted.
Would your child's school know the things that might set her off?
Oh yeah, they do. They do, and they know what comforts she likes. You know, like I give in certain teddies or certain lunches. She's into the same routine. They're all routine based. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard because autism is huge. It's huge. Like, no child is the same. You know what I mean? So, like, and then as they get bigger, they're stronger, obviously, as well. But I do see other kids. When I bring my child to the playground, I see other kids that are a little bit older, maybe even 5 years older. And you can see them looking at her and stuff. Like, I blame the education system as well.
100%. But my fear is then you start, you know, saying to, in front of children who have autism or anything like that, it's not their fault, they're autistic, blah, blah, blah. So then it's like, well... You know, what about the kids who are being hurt? Are you giving them a hall pass then for bad behaviour? And I understand some children genuinely cannot regulate and genuinely act out like that and lash out because they have no other way of dealing with their frustration or whatever's going on inside them. And I get that and I understand that. But there are also children, I believe, who might just be behaving that way and getting away with it. Not everything comes down to autism. Because you have autism doesn't mean you're going to be badly behaved.
My son was bullied for nearly a whole year in school. He's not on special needs or anything. And I find the whole policy of bullying in any school ridiculous. He's been hit 3 times and nothing done about it. Nothing.
In this case, this child has been hit 3 times and nothing's been done about it. And the excuse is being made that the child has special needs.
Yeah, that's no excuse. No excuse.
And I think that's all you're saying, Katie, that it's not an excuse. Yeah. And if This child continues to carry on. This child needs to be moved to...
Well, I think it's at the stage where he does... It's a boy, isn't it? He does need to be moved. He's already attacked other children in the class.
Yeah.
This is becoming now... It's happened multiple times. Yeah, it's not okay. If I were this mother, I would be saying... Either the child goes or I take my child out of the school or request my child change class. And they shouldn't have to do that. It's not fair on the child who's not lifted their hand to anyone. But I certainly wouldn't be happy sending my kid into school. And at the end of the day, as parents, you know this, Adrian, particularly for mothers, because you've carried your children in your stomach. You've given birth to them. Your body literally tore apart to get them in the world. And the whole mama bear thing comes in and mama protecting her cubs. Your kid comes first, your cub comes first. And that's just it.
Do me a favour. Sorry, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Sabrina. Let me bring in some more opinions on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085 825 2626. Michelle, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michelle?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this, Michelle?
I think Katie's opinion is very biased, and I hope the weather keeps fine for her and she doesn't have more kids down the line that have autism. Where does she want to put the child into a zoo?
I didn't say the child should be... Sorry, hang on, Michelle. I didn't say the child should be kept away from all children, period. I said the child should be given a one-on-one if they're a threat to the threat to the other kids. No parent should send their child into school with the risk of their child coming home punched in the face or shoved or bruised.
Well, my children don't have autism, but my nephews and my niece do. So I'm not coming from being one-sided here. I don't send my kids into school to be hit or targeted. And when I was younger, I would have been very much like, oh, my child. The older you get and you come exposed to different situations, I can see those kids should be able to integrate into mainstream classrooms and be entitled as much as kids not on the spectrum.
Nobody's arguing that point, Michelle.
Autistic children should get the exact same opportunity socially as every other child and have the exact same educational opportunity. Absolutely. But when the child becomes a threat and is hurting and infringing on the other child's peace and happiness, that's a problem.
And how about all the parents now are gathering outside of schools together talking about this autistic child, all coming together and asking, can that child be removed? That child with autism is probably not specifically bullying the neurodivergent. It could be the parents are coming together and thinking,
let me ask you, what's that child doing today?
Let's remove them.
Okay, let me ask you then, Sabrina, would you be happy if your child had been hit 3 times in the last month by an autistic child?
No, I wouldn't be, but I would be mindful to look at things from other people's perspective.
Okay.
Everyone has a different situation.
Some people are mild. Okay,
This
school has told the mother that contacted us that the child is autistic and they'll try and keep an eye on him. That's really what they've told her. And for her, that's not good enough because her child went to school next week and could be punched again.
I do. I understand that. And it's not nice for the kids to be getting hit. I also think that people fighting to get their children a place in school, and everyone's entitled to a place in school. And I wouldn't like my child to come out upset at a child after hitting them, but I try to teach my own child to understand autism.
But
and I think
you can teach your child to understand autism without normalising them being attacked.
Those children have very high IQs. People with autism are really, really intelligent.
That's exactly the point.
Whether mild or not mild, they can't regulate their emotions.
And I said that.
And I would educate my child around that.
This woman who contacted the show today, she takes her child home, she educates him. Listen, such and such child has a condition called autism or whatever what would you even call it, diagnosis of autism, right?
And their brain
operates in a little differently, blah, blah, blah. Here is how children with autism typically might behave, right? So you teach your children. Yeah. And we all as parents want our children to be informed, educated and, accept.
Well, you said it's a golden acceptance. Ticket. It's a golden ticket.
Well, not for every child. But my problem is that if you just let it keep going on. Let's say everyone turns a blind eye because the child has autism.
It is going to keep going on, though. So society
exactly.
needs to understand.
So
and
something
to
needs
it.
To change. Then something needs to change.
Okay, so what is
it's
that thing?
The
that,
whole
what is that thing that
whole,
needs
that's
to change?
What I was just going to ask, Michelle. Sorry, Michelle. Yeah. If you were that parent in this situation, so you'd educate your child. And then in terms of protecting your own child and, you know, the happiness and welfare of your own child, what would you do? Because educating them doesn't protect them from getting a smack the next day they go into school.
No, it doesn't. And the first fella there that was on a few minutes ago, he did say, hit the autistic child back. Do you know what? I wouldn't even mind that. If my autistic nieces and nephews, they're not stupid. They have autism, but they're not stupid. And if they were hit back, they might learn. Yeah, I wouldn't be like, no, you can't hit the autistic child. That's not the forced approach to take in any school environment, whether you have autism or not. But at the same time, if they came home, I know my sisters would agree, and said, like, my autistic son is after hitting such and such in school, and they got a hit back. We wouldn't really react about that either, because the autistic child's not
can
true,
I just
but they
say,
might understand,
for
they
people
might
messaging in saying, I don't have any clue about autism, how does anybody listen and know that I don't have someone in my family who's been diagnosed with autism? How do anyone know that I don't love a child who has autism? People are jumping on here saying, oh, I've no, you've no clue.
That's
I
when
do.
You called it a golden ticket. And
no,
saying,
no, I'm not saying it's a golden ticket. For,
no,
that's not
so
what I'm
okay.
saying. Is that it will be used as a golden ticket by the schools and by parents because it's easier than, you know, addressing the issue. The child, a child with special needs, that is not their fault. Hang on, that's not their fault. Yeah. If a child has special needs, and every child deserves to be accepted and given the exact same opportunities as every other child on this planet, it doesn't matter regardless of an autism diagnosis or not. That goes without saying.
Yeah, but well, you're agreeing that the child should be taken out. Where do you want them to go?
I don't. The problem is that the system is flawed. There isn't enough help out there for autistic children, and that is the problem. Yeah. I've seen it myself.
And
I've seen it myself
line,
with
so
friends who have autistic children, and it's disgraceful. But at the same time, as a parent myself, I would be putting my own child's happiness and welfare first. I would want my own child to be safe and not coming home.
And you're saying, Michelle, be more understanding, teach your kids to be more understanding, and I get all that. And that's one of the great that's one of the great things of integrated education, of having kids with special need, being educated.
It should be diverse.
Yes, that's one of the huge advantages. But where do you draw the line in terms of your child? So this lady's boy has been punched 3 times, yeah? Where do you draw the line? Yeah. Is it 6 times? Is it 10 times? Where do you draw the line?
They will be resilient. They will be stronger. They will be more mindful. It's part of life. It's part of growing up.
On this point, I don't agree with you. I don't agree it's a part
and
of
why
life.
Is that?
My statement. I don't believe it's a part of life to accept that your child is being punched in school. I don't believe that's part of life. No, I don't. Sorry.
No, that's not a part of life.
I'm not saying sit back and take it. That's not what I said. If you let me finish my sentence, what I said is give them the tools to how to handle those situations themselves, because they will come across situations like this. They will come across parents who only seen it from their angled point of view. So teach your kids as best you can.
My question to you was, where do you draw the line? When do you stop being so understanding?
Approach to school, like what that woman said.
She already did.
Yeah, and she didn't really get anywhere because the whole system, like, stand outside the government, stand outside the doll, fight for more FNA, stick together, not against each other. That's where you draw the line.
Okay, do me a favour, Michelle, hang on the line there for 1 second. Our number is 085-825-2626. We will do our very best to get back to you. We'll do our very best to play your voice notes as well. Martin.
Afternoon, guys. Won't be able to make it on today. This kind of happened to my son when he was in creche years ago. There was a young fella and he was going around biting people, and he wasn't the only one that was getting bit. We went into the creche to see what the story was, and one of the workers pulled us aside and was basically like, look, listen, the child clearly is on the spectrum. We shouldn't be telling you this, but we flagged it to the parents and the parents are ignorant to it. They think there's nothing wrong with them. You know, even now these days, I know that was a good few years ago, but even in 2026, there are parents out there that think there's no such thing as autism, just bold kids. So you've got to think maybe the school is just saying, and maybe I've had the conversation with the parents, and I'm just saying to the victim's parents, let's just say victim's parents, that there's nothing they can do. They don't really want to say that the parents don't believe it. So that's what I think, because I think if they have breakouts of violence, they should try and get them a space in an autistic school or a special school, whatever you want to call it. I don't mean disrespect when I say special school. So that's my thoughts on it, guys.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
The amount of people who are mishearing and hearing what they want to hear and think, and, you know, I'm saying that autistic children should... I am not saying that autistic children shouldn't be in mainstream classes. I absolutely believe they should be, 100%. But if a child is a direct threat to other children, something has to be done, doesn't it? I mean, if they don't have the staff to protect... The other children and the child themselves from hurting themselves, what do you do? Unfortunately, the system, the facilities aren't there. Like, I mean, there was recent talk about SNA cuts and an already struggling system. It's just mental.
Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Catherine. What do you want to say on this?
I have a child who has special needs. Now, he's not autistic, but he has a lot of needs. He is in a special preschool at the moment. He'll be going to a special school in September, so I don't have to deal with mainstream, but I understand everyone's concern. Like, no, the child should not be hitting other kids, but, like, there's not enough euthanasia out there. Like, if the child is that dysregulated, he should be having movement breaks, he should be having the opportunity to go to a sensory room. I know my son in his preschool, he loves movement. So when he starts getting dysregulated, they just take him for walks. It calms him down. He can go back to the class and he can do some work. But there's just not enough SNAs out there. Like, the school is probably trying to get more SNAs, but they're allocated a certain amount of hours and they have to spread that amongst all the kids in the school. It's just not enough. Like, until
I agree, and that was said just a couple of minutes ago, that there is a major crisis, and it is a bit of a crisis in the education system, particularly for kids with special needs. We know every single year it's an issue. The kids can't even get to school places. Dreadful. It's dreadful. It really is. But that comes down to the pupil-teacher ratio not being able to cope with, and not having enough SNAs as well, not being able to cope with kids with additional needs. That's the problem.
Yeah, but a lot of kids are in mainstream waiting for a special class to open. Like, it's a lot easier if you're in a school to get into a special class if the government sanctioned a new class. So that's what parents have been told. They're not offered a special class, but enroll your child in the mainstream and when a class becomes available, you will be top of the list. It's just, it's a lose-lose for everyone.
I agree. Let's go back to the point. This lady who contacted us saying that her child and other children in the same class have been attacked by this boy with autism. What should parents do? Just shut up and put up?
No, like, I don't have the answer. Like, that child and the other kids should not be put in harm.
That's it. That's the point of this conversation, by the way. That's exactly the point. And that's where I think some people have misheard some of what Katie said.
Yeah, people are hearing me saying that,
all Katie is saying is I don't want my child to be in a school to be a punchbag. That's really all she's saying.
No, and, like, I wouldn't want my son being hurt and I wouldn't want him to hurt other people, but... They're, like the other lady said, that kids have triggers. I know his triggers. The school know his triggers. But they have the staff to be able to remove him when he is triggered.
Okay, so you're one of the lucky ones then.
What's frustrating is the amount of money that's wasted all the time. Like, how much did it cost for addresses in Ireland to be given air codes? How many millions could that have gone to allocate SNAs to schools to help children with additional needs?
There are so many SNAs that want work that can't get work. There are so many parent carers that can't work as SNAs because they can't work over 18 and a half hours a week. Parents of children with special needs would make amazing SNAs, but they can't go and study because they'd lose their carer's allowance. They can't go and work because it just goes over the amount of hours. Like, there's not enough SNAs in schools. They're trying to cut them back to only allowing them for medical needs. So if your child is peg-fed, if they have toiletry requirements, they're trying to do away with a child needing a need to have just behavioural needs or sensory needs. It's just ridiculous.
Catherine, thanks very much indeed for your call. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in more opinions on this, and they are flying in. Like this message from Sam.
Hey, my name is Sam. Just on today's topic today, it's really interesting, but I think that it comes down to the parent is 100% right, because their kids should be sent to school where they're going to feel emotionally safe, and parents shouldn't have to worry that their kids are not going to feel okay in school or come home crying that they're going to get hit by other kids in school, because that's just going to keep them like wanting to miss school. And as it is, there's a really big issue in the country at the minute with kids missing lots of school for particular reasons like that. So that's definitely the case. But then the other case is, I think that the child with the autism, obviously he has a lot of complex needs as well. Like, say for example, he's obviously very dysregulated and acting out as well, and then obviously then if he gets isolated because if he's acting out and hurting other kids, that's obviously going to make him worse. It's kind of like the school needs to intervene a lot more, I think, because obviously possibly the child might have an SNA, but he mightn't have one 100% of the time. And I think that's the issue, the lack of support for special educational needs kids in school as well is the big issue, because nobody is winning in this. Like, the autistic child is obviously very dysregulated, the other kids are very dysregulated, the parents are dysregulated, it's not working for anyone. So I think the school is the big issue, and then obviously the issue with the government like cutting back on supports and stuff like that as well. But the parents definitely need some reassurances from the school that they're going to really be on top of it, because they're not going to want to keep sending their kids to school, and especially when they're at such a young age as well, and they're already having a very negative impact on school as well, is not going to do much good. So I really think the school has a bit more of a responsibility.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How are you?
Okay, what did you want to say on this?
No child goes to school to be hit by anyone, whether your child is neurodivergent or neurotypical. If your child is hitting other kids and they're neurodivergent, or they're biting kids and they're neurodivergent, I'm sorry, maybe they're not suited for the class. Either that, or the mother needs to get her son out of that class.
Now, you were annoyed with something, with Michelle's opinion on this.
Oh yeah, her attitude is basically, I will let it happen, he can't control it. So we should just let the kid be hit. Ah, well, the other kid has autism. I'm sorry, bullshit. I don't care what problems, or I know that's not the right word, but I don't care what's going on with another kid. If I had kids, I wouldn't be sending them to school to allow someone to hit them or to bite them or whatever the case may be. No.
Well, Michelle, what do you say to all that?
I think she's been blessed to have a neurotypical child that she can't see.
I don't have kids yet, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I think. And I've worked in a creche, so I know how to accept kids from every angle. So I'm not saying it's okay for children to go in and target children, but it is what happens.
So it's a part of life, and you said that. So it's a part of life is what you're saying.
Yeah, like, has this not been part of your life growing up?
I wasn't hit in school. I wasn't bitten in school.
Well, I wasn't hit in school, and I didn't hit in school, and I'm all about respect and morals. For some,
so it's not a part of life then. You're talking absolute bollocks. It's not a part of life then.
I have seen it happen. I've come across. You'd be very naive to think otherwise.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but you're there saying it's a part of life. Clearly, it's not, when not all of us have been hit.
It was something that I picked you up on earlier on, that I don't believe a child being hit in school is a necessary part of life at all.
It does happen in every single class.
I know
it
happens.
It doesn't happen. That's the point. It shouldn't happen.
No, but
we shouldn't be allowed to let it happen. And we need to stop making excuses for bad behaviour. So that's all we're doing. We're just all going around in circles, and we're making excuses for bad behaviour. We're all putting labels on it, but let's call a spade a spade. It's bad behaviour.
Some children will be bullied, and they will do it intentionally with bad behaviour. Some children will do it because they can't regulate their emotions.
So if a child can't regulate his emotions, the writer, the one who wrote in the email, should just let her son be the punching bag then. That's okay.
And,
you're
and again, Michelle, that was something
saying.
That I said to you earlier
that's
on.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I asked you earlier on. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? Is it after your child is hit 5 times, 10 times, 15 times? Where do you draw the line?
I go to school myself. I would go to the school.
She did go to the school.
They haven't done anything.
She did go to the school.
Do you know what I know? I go to the parents. I go straight to the parents. She's like, see your child is hitting my child. And if it happens one more time, they're going to go flat on the floor. Because I'd be telling my child, hit them back.
Yeah, I told you, if they hit back, that's fine. But the first step to take is go to the school, which that girl did. So
and she has, and they've done sweet fuck all. A lot of schools do. They've done sweet fuck all.
Correct. Yeah, so that's the first approach you take. Then you go to, if the child hit back, the child hit back. This is what happens in life. This is what I'm saying. It's not out of the ordinary to hear this. It'd be very silly to think you've never heard this before. The first approach is go to school to handle it the right way.
But you're right,
and I agree with
let
that.
It happen.
You don't remove them from it. You try to teach all the kids that hitting is not right.
And Michelle, if they're hitting or biting, whatever the case may be, I'm sorry, it sounds harsh, and I actually don't give two fiddlers. I never have. They're clearly not suited for the class. I'll say if no one else will. They're clearly not
suited
for the class.
Okay, well, Catherine, let me ask you that. There has to come a time when a child is perhaps not suited to a mainstream class.
They have a right to education.
No, nobody said that.
I didn't say kick them out of school. I just said they're not suited for the class. They might need to go to a different class.
So where would you like them to live? Where would you like them to go to live?
If there's a space in it, I don't know what the proper term is, but like a special class or a teacher that actually knows what they're doing.
That's a great idea.
Clearly the teacher in that class doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, because they can't provide the services, so it's a government issue.
What? How hard can it be for a teacher to not allow another child to be hit?
She can try to.
They've allowed it 3 times.
Give the movement break. When the child starts to get overstimulated, give them the movement break before it hits that point. And that's
but it's already happened 3 times. It should have happened the first time, but it's happened 3 times. Apparently everyone let it happen.
What would you think of the child that's hitting? What would you say about that child?
If they're neurodivergent, they're clearly not suited for the class. And I just think we're making excuses for bad behaviour.
And where would you recommend they go? That's just bad behaviour.
I just said where they should go. Do you want me to sound like a parrot?
You want them to sound like a broken record and you don't have these facilities, so what's your suggestion?
Yeah, Michelle, we understand that there is
you
an issue in terms of
the
facilities, but again,
sorry if I insult your intelligence.
Again, there has to be a line. Michelle, there has to be a line drawn somewhere. No. There has to be a line drawn somewhere. Do you not accept that?
Yeah, I agree.
That eventually, the child maybe isn't suited to mainstream education. Now, I'm not necessarily saying this particular child, but I'm talking in general terms. There does come a time where a child's needs may be so severe that they are not suited to mainstream education. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do agree with that, yeah. We don't have perfect facilities.
Okay, but the only thing we're arguing about is where you draw that line.
What do you think?
I don't have the answer, unfortunately. I wish I did. Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Lee. What did you want to say on this?
Well, to be honest, I feel if a child is physically lashing out and hurting other pupils, autistic or not, like I'm not getting at the whole autistic thing in the sense that my son has grown up with friends, boys who are autistic. I've educated him in the sense that the child needs more space. And if the child escalates quickly, you need to back off and give that child space. You know, so you can, as a parent, you can educate your child, correctly on how to handle things the best they can.
But you're how is a young child meant to know, oh, this child is just an out-and-out bully who's picking on me and thumping me?
No, and this is where I'm going to lead on to. I feel in that situation where the mother has addressed the school, which is exactly what I do, the first port of call is to approach the school.
And that's what she did do.
Exactly. But I feel like the responsibility lies in the sense that the school has to remove that child out of that situation, even if it's a case that the principal, vice principal, whoever removes the child, walks them around the yard, diffuses the situation, calms it down. But no physical violence, autistic or not, it's unacceptable behaviour. That's it. You can't have a child going to school and getting punched three times in the last month.
I agree with you, but the argument that I've been hearing from Michelle was teach kids to be more understanding. It's all part of growing up.
You can to a degree, but you can't turn around and say that life is like that. It's not. Tempers flare and kids are emotional and they're all trying to regulate their emotions and hormones and everything to a degree at whatever stage they're at. So that's a bit airy-fairy in some respects.
And just to go back to you, Michelle, for a second, if you were working with somebody who's on the autistic spectrum and that person was to hit you, would you tolerate that as an adult?
Exactly. No, you wouldn't.
You're twisting my words. I agree that the child shouldn't be hitting. I'm saying they should have movement breaks before the child gets overstimulated. I'm not saying that's acceptable behaviour. I think you are hearing what you want to hear and twisting what I'm saying here now.
No, I'm not twisting it, Michelle. I am saying that, yes, the child should be removed and it diffused and calmed down 100%. But you bear in mind, you're dealing with a teacher who doesn't have an SNA in the classroom. She hasn't got 10 eyes in the back of her head. So the parents have to step in and take responsibility for this and say, right, the child needs to be facilitated in a different way if it's not working out in a mainstream classroom.
We're on the same page here then. So no. I'm green. They should be the movement. I think taken out of the classroom is being misinterpreted. It should be taken out of the classroom as a preventative measure, not in the long term. So the fourth year was saying just remove them from the classroom full stop. That's my only point that I don't agree with.
They may have done that preventative stage. They may have done the preventative stage. Like, for example, my son goes to a school. They have a very good classroom, despite resources being limited. They have a very good classroom where they can take the kids out who are on a spectrum, let's say. I don't want to get into that because I'm not knowledgeable fully either on that. My main thing is, autistic or not, if that was my son, God help that poor mother and that child being smacked and punched in the face.
This is probably one of the, I literally haven't even been on because this is literally one of the busiest topics I think we have ever done. It's so divisive. Yeah. A lot of people are very upset with Michelle, kind of. A lot of people feel that, Michelle, you're saying that everybody else has to just shut up and put up, basically. That's the theme of what's coming in.
Whether you're saying that or not, that's the tone of what people are picking up.
Because I'm getting angry because people are not seeing from the other person's perspective.
I know I am, Michelle. I have grown up with children around me. My son has had good friends, autistic and on the spectrum. And he has been, I have educated him to understand that that child reacts in a different way and that child needs extra space and that child needs some more time to diffuse or settle.
Okay,
don't do so much as the other parent whose child is being attacked.
Okay, I want to read out a message that's just come into us. This is what Katie was referring to a second ago. We tried to get this lady on, but
I think this is shocking.
Yeah, have a listen to this.
Shocking.
There are 25 kids in my daughter's class in Tala, and one of the kids in the class has autism and is always going for the other kids and is a lot of work. And I don't know what that actually means, but anyway. It was my daughter's 8th birthday last week, and I invited all of the girls in her class, bar the autistic child, because this girl makes my daughter's life so hard and seems to get very stressed out. The little girl's mother actually came to me yesterday and had a go at me for not inviting her daughter. I'm so angry still. As a mother, all I care about is my own child. End of. Just because a child has autism doesn't mean they can hurt other kids and just be able to keep doing it. Her mother actually called me a bitch for not inviting the child. Only for the kids... only for the kids were there when she said it to me, I would have gone for her. What do you make of that? Michelle, firstly, you.
Again, it's the group of parents coming together. The autistic child's parent only sees it from her point of view, and then it's the other group coming together. I think the mother should have went with the child. That child needs one-on-one. Yeah. That child sounds like, yes,
I actually agree with you on that. I think leaving one child out of a group, that's not right. That's just, I read that and I actually thought, that's very sad.
So what, the mother should have gone with that child to the party?
Not only is that what she's doing, but she's teaching her own daughter that it's okay to discriminate.
But this goes back to the conversation. If I started punching the head off you, would you invite me to your birthday party next week?
No, but I'd probably do a small party. I wouldn't leave just one out. And the child, let's remember, the child does have additional needs here as well.
What's your read of that message?
Well, I'd be in agreement with yourself. I wouldn't be inviting the child to the party. And I don't mean that bad towards the poor child either, because that's
tough,
not
one,
my
isn't it? It's a really
but
tough
I,
one.
What I would do would be to only, like, it depends on the child and what stage again. But for example, my son would be more senior primary. So he's to the stage now where he's not inviting the whole class. So that would be an easy one because it's not involving the whole class. But I don't blame the mother in that situation for not inviting if it's not going to be a good outcome for her own child's party.
No, I understand that and I get your point, but it's just... I just think it's sad because the child has additional needs that the child is the only one in the party not going because of their additional needs.
That's not the reason.
It's led to the behaviour in the classroom what you're saying.
Child has been carrying on in the classroom. So it's not because the child has autism that they're not invited.
But if the mother went and was able to give the child one-on-one to stop that happening,
one of the kids in the class has autism and is always going for other kids.
I can understand
to lash out more.
Gotcha. Oh, sorry, we lost Michelle.
Ring her back. But if the mother can go and provide one-on-one care for the child, if the child gets overwhelmed or something like that, I mean,
well, with the greatest respect to this child, other kids in the class might want to go to a birthday party with him.
It's a very tough one. It's the parents.
I have somebody in my family that I don't invite. I wouldn't ever invite to a party because of the way he carries on with drink on him. He absolutely destroys everybody's party. I just don't invite him.
Yeah.
And I put up with the shit of not inviting him.
He's not a child with additional needs.
I understand that, but there are lines that you draw. Let me squeeze in.
It's a very hard one because at the same time, it's not right that if somebody's making your child's life difficult that they should be there. But at the same time, if it's down to their autism, it's not nice to see any child left out of anything.
Let me bring in one final message from Jay.
Welcome back, Adrian. This is a good topic today. I can see where Katie's coming from. I mean, at the end of the day, why should our children suffer because these children have got special needs? Okay, should be a special class for them. I mean, I know we're all about inclusion now and we're trying to make it out that everybody's the same and everybody should be treated the same, but we're not all the same, unfortunately. And I mean, if your child's education is starting to suffer because either out of class because they can't go and they're being hit, or the teacher's time is taken that much away with the child with the special needs, that the rest of the class are suffering. So where's the fairness on the other class members? I'm all for looking after the child and I'll probably put more SNAs in the classes with them, but at what stage do we say, sorry, these kids sometimes just can't be in mainstream school? I know it sounds bad, and I don't mean to be bad, but we do have to think of the other children as well. I mean, it's getting harder and harder out there for them. So their education is suffering on a daily basis because, I mean, we all do know it's not just one child now in the class. Half the class now seem to have something wrong with them now. So I wouldn't like to be a teacher nowadays, that's for sure. But I think it's time we looked at this and say, is it right and is it fair on the other kids that their education might be suffering because so much time is being dedicated to these children? Sometimes you got to say cruel things to do the right things.
All right, Jay, thanks very much indeed for your message. I mean, there's a message come in to us a couple of minutes ago, and it says, disgusting to hear this on the radio. This isn't a radio station, by the way. This is a podcast, an independent podcast production. 1950s attitude, shame on them, get rid of them. Shame on ye. Now, I don't know who that particular message is even directed at. Hope it's not directed at us, but there you go. You can't win, can you?
Shame on ye, ship them off. Who said ship them off? I think what they're trying to say is that is it that the implication is that children with additional needs are not around?
Seen
or
and not heard or something. Sabrina was on at the start of this conversation. Let's bring in one final voice note that Sabrina has sent in to us.
I think that man that actually sent out the invitation and didn't invite the girl with special needs is really bang out of order. You don't do that. I think parents with kids that don't have special needs just never will understand. Ever.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for your message. And thank you all of you for your messages. And thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, or even if you didn't enjoy it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify. And that way you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. And if you want to, share it onto your own social media for whatever reason you want to share it. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.